Hey everybody, welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. I am your host, Norris Howard, joined alongside Jacob Brothers, the man with the plan and the galaxy brain when it comes to Overwatch. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, how we doing?
We are also joined by assistant coach of the UCI Overwatch team, Michael Coons is with us. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So if Jacob is the galaxy brain, that means that you must clearly be a nebula brain at least. I mean, what's larger than the galaxy? A nebula?
Multiverse?
I think it's nebula.
We got a supercluster.
Multiverse. There it is, the supercluster. Yeah, supercluster brain. Thank you again so much for joining us here to talk a little bit of collegiate Overwatch. One of the interesting and cool things that I love about collegiate Overwatch is that, you know, unlike the OWL where there's five or six really powerful teams, mm-hmm. I feel like you got two or three powerhouses, and then in the middle is just a mess of everybody, and I love to see new teams pop up. Northwood popped out of nowhere at the Harrisburg Invitational, and you guys, UCI, one of the top names in esports for college. You guys are participating in the varsity series. How are you feeling about your group right now?
We like our group right now. We have Northwood in our group, and that's one that we're going to have to prepare for a bit. But everyone else, we respect them, but we believe that we're the better team. So I like where we're standing right now in our group.
I actually named your guys' group, because I named all the groups, and I named yours the Cali group featuring Boise State and Northwood ? So do you guys think that because you respect them, but it feels kind of like a gimme group to me, like you, Northwood, and
everybody
UCLA,
else,
Fresno, you know?
Yeah, for sure we're happy with our group. There are more challenging groups out there, so we're happy with where we are, but also it's not an excuse to slack or...
Right. Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah.
But speaking of UCLA, here's a kind of hot question I have for you. So if you are throwing an invitational, do you think that you should be a winning team? Because Irvine had an invitation. I mean, you have to ask, because it's topical, because the Renegades just did the same thing in Valorant very recently. Because you guys had the UCI Invitational. Granted, that was League of Legends. But you guys still played well in that tournament. So do you think when you're... Because now with collegiate esports being so tournament-based and so many invitationals, like they're falling out of trees, do you think that people being in charge of those invitationals need to have their stuff together as a team?
Well, you sort of see it in traditional sports with football teams. Like for their homecoming games, they'll usually give like a freebie game to get everyone's spirits high. with holding a whole tournament, though, I don't think so as much. I think you just want to showcase some of the top collegiate talent. So I wouldn't mind if you're not the clear favorite in a tournament. I just like having the higher level of play.
Yeah. Yeah. And that actually is a really funny question, because we talked to Harrisburg, and one of the main things they said is like, yeah, we're putting on an invitational, but like nobody ever wins their own invitational. And I'm starting to lean on the fact that when somebody does win their own invitational, like, it's going to feel weird. It's going to feel almost like...
Look at us. We're great.
Was the fix in? You know what I mean? Like, what's really good? But I want to ask this question, Michael, about just UCI in general. You guys have known to have one of the most robust programs across the board. I mean, from... student participation to your esports arena. You guys have like a psychologist, your coaching staff. I mean, a lot of programs are modeling what they're doing off of what was done at UCI almost 3-4 years ago. Why do you think you guys created such a holistic program? And, you know, has it, you know, what benefits does that bring to a team?
Sure. There's a lot to speak to there. Let me start with, I haven't been here since the beginning. I've been here probably for 2 full years now. So a lot of the foundation was around before I was here. And that's comprised of people who were already at UCI and just wanted to make it an awesome space. So being one of like the early adopters of esports and starting the scholarship teams, we're a leader in the industry, so it's natural that a lot of other teams will want to model off of us. And I'll take the opportunity now to like speak to a little bit more about our program, which is we have five pillars that we base what we do at UCI off of. And the first one's competition. So that's why I'm here now, is we're talking about the Overwatch scholarship team and UCI in general. But that's why I have a job, is we've determined that there's a lot of value in having... So let me first say this, is I'm not even in Irvine right now. I'm in Florida. I work remotely as a coach. So because UCI was looking for top talented coaches that they can find and not necessarily student coaches, then that's why I have a job with UCI. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Because valuing competition led me there. So
yeah, that's awesome. You don't hear about that very often, about remote coaching, which one would, I mean, I don't see why that shouldn't be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Especially now with COVID, it's
right.
A lot of people are now having to do what we've been doing for the last 2 years.
Right. But, do you think that you guys generally being like pickier, because we've talked about this before on the show, how like UCI is very picky with their tournaments. And do you think that's been like more of a benefit for the team as opposed to other teams just entering whatever tournaments they see?
You definitely have to take into consideration what your schedule is going to look like and what all of your players' schedules are looking like, because we have such active students who have class schedules that are all over the place. It's hard to find time to practice sometimes. So you also have to consider, on top of their school, on top of their extracurriculars, on top of our practices that we have and our high priority tournaments like TESPA, are we going to have time for other tournaments? And early in the year, early in the season, the answer is, yeah, usually we do. So we just made, was it top 8, top 16 of the last open division?
Mm-hmm.
Because we had time to do that now that we're in TESPA preseason. But later in the year, we won't have that time, especially as exams and the school year starts to ramp up.
Right. Well, I have one thing that I definitely want to ask. You know, as somebody who covers collegiate esports and sees the field continuing to grow, is there a big difference from a coaching and player standpoint between something that the developer is putting on, like TESPA, and an invitational that maybe a school or a third party is putting on? Because one thing I'm starting to see is that there's a lot of other entities that are now getting into the college esports space, but at the end of the day, none of them own the game. So for you guys, is it a higher priority to take part in TESPA or CLOL or, you know, college COD or something like that, as opposed to the invitationals? Or is it, you know, about even for you guys?
It's definitely, we put our priorities on TESPA. That's our big ticket at the end of the season, what we're taking the rest of the season to improve on and get ready for. So the invitationals are nice to fill our schedule with when we don't, or when we have some free time to be able to play in them, and we want to keep our motivation high to keep practicing for something that's not super far out and like hard to see. So having like that tangible tournament that we want to prepare for and practice for maybe in 1 or 2 weeks, that's helpful for keeping the motivation and wanting to improve and give everything a practice.
I dig it. So last question for you, and I definitely got to ask this. Are you coming out to top of the group, or do you think it's going to be tough? I'm putting the pressure on you right now.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be tough. I believe in us. I believe in our players. We have the tools that we need to win, and I think it'll be a close game for sure, but I think we can take it.
You heard it here, folks. UCI taking it over Northwood. Their toughest rivals in the group for the Overwatch Varsity Series going on through TESPA right now. Michael, if you can share out, where can people get in touch with you? Maybe there's some future coaches out there that would love to pick your brain about some stuff. Where can we find you?
Sure. Twitter is always an easy one. That's Twitter/TheRealThe. Yeah, you can find me there and message me there. Also, I check my Discord all the time. So it's The1982. If you want to message me on there and get in touch and talk about anything collegiate, I'm always down to chat.
Awesome. Michael Coons from the University of California, Irvine, the assistant coach for their Overwatch team out there. Mike, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck in the upcoming varsity series.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.